Thanks. Good afternoon. Before we get started, Karim and I would like to let you know that we don't have any financial disclosures to make. So the Alliance for Research in Chicagoland Communities is a community-based participatory research program, which is part of the National Institutes of Health-funded, supported Northwestern University Clinical and Translational Sciences Institute, with the cute acronym of NUCATS. It was started in 2008, what's called the Alliance ARC, promotes and supports community-engaged research partnerships between Chicagoland community-based organizations, CBOs, and Northwestern University. And we support a community-based participatory research approach as discussed by our colleagues already today, so we won't go into that. So ARC is governed by a steering committee that's made up of 11 diverse community-based organizations and 7 Northwestern community-engaged faculty members. And we want to acknowledge that we have some additional of our CBO steering committee members in the audience today in addition to Karim. ARC uses a number of strategies to support and promote CBPR partnerships. One high priority is intensive investment in the steering committee, CBOs, and faculty members themselves. CBOs serve on the steering committee as organizations with 2 individual representatives, and faculty members serve as individuals but make linkages to their departments or institutes or centers that they work with. The investment in the steering committee members includes capacity building through workshops that ARC puts on, one-on-one consulting and technical assistance, seed grants and other types of fiscal support, information clearinghouse, connections to relevant national networks, things of that nature. The community-based organizations members of the steering committee have undertaken this capacity building more intensively through a grant from a local foundation, the Chicago Community Trust. So the 11 community-based organizations on their own, with no funding or support going to the academic partners, received $250,000 over 18 months specifically to develop and implement individualized capacity building action plans to build their organizational capacity. And we have 2 of our community-based organization members will be presenting further about this project tomorrow morning at 8:30, so we hope you'll join for that. Because today, what we're going to talk about in this presentation is the evaluation strategies that ARC used specifically to evaluate the type of capacity building that was done for ARC CBO and faculty steering committee members and the health of the steering committee partnership. And the presentation will focus more on the capacity building of the community-based organizations since there was a very intensive investment in that and we had more resources and more effort was put into that part of it. So between October 2008 and this summer, an external evaluator, Christine Dumford from the Field Museum of Chicago, worked with the full steering committee, an evaluation subcommittee of the full steering committee, and ARC staff to conduct an assets-based qualitative evaluation of ARC's faculty and CBO steering committee members' ability to work independently as well as together to increase capacity to achieve ARC's mission. The evaluator used surveys, interviews, and participant observation as a part of this. The evaluation process was integrative, formative, and collaborative, and then throughout the process, the steering committee used the evaluation process and the findings themselves as an opportunity for critical reflection and planning that could help ARC lead to increasing CBPR capacity for the individual members, then again, of the group. And the evaluation was approved by the Northwestern Institutional Review Board. So specifically, the goals that the evaluation was assessing progress towards included increasing individual steering committee, CBOs, and faculty's CBPR awareness, interest, knowledge, and skills, increasing individual steering committee, CBO, and faculty integration of CBPR principles and practices into their organization or for faculty members, their research work, and then increasing the steering committee members' ability to work together to guide and develop ARC to achieve its mission. And now I'm going to turn it over to Karim.
Hi. Hello. Now I'm going to talk about the 4 stages of the evaluation plan. And it was a pleasure for us as a faith-based organization to be brought to the table as a community-based organization. And for the 4 stages of the evaluation, stage 1 was very key because it involved establishing the evaluation goals. The evaluation goals were a collaborative effort of the goals established by the needs and voices of the community-based organizations of the steering committee as well as the expertise of the external evaluator. During this time, also the evaluation subcommittee within ARC was selected based on a volunteer basis. The evaluation protocol, timeline, as well as IRB submission was done by the external evaluator and the ARC staff. And the external evaluator was oriented to the ARC staff, and this was important for us because this allowed us to gain the trust of the external evaluator, which is a very important piece. The second stage was the initial assets and needs assessments. And earlier today, we found out really how important this is because we heard from a CBPR project that talked about this is one of the missing components. And during stage two, this was key because ensuring that faculty and CBOs completed the assets and needs survey. The evaluator also conducted follow-up interviews, in-person interviews with steering committee members and ARC staff. Also very key to this stage was the focus group that the evaluator conducted to explore the interests and ability of the steering committee members to guide and develop the ARC mission, to ARC to achieve its mission. At monthly meetings, the assessment report was discussed with the full steering committee to allow the results to be used throughout as opposed to having to wait to the end. This is an example of, this slide is to show the organizational capacity that was assessed. For example here, very key to this stage, you'll see the research policies and procedures, and you'll see that another thing you'll see up there is a value on research, identify research priorities and agendas. Here it was important to determine that of the 11 based community organizations, capacity differed based on the type of community-based organizations, because some of the community-based organizations were coalitions and some were direct service agencies, and then we differed because we were a faith-based organization. So you can imagine there were ethical principles that were different based on capacity, determining the different type of CBO that was at the table. For a faith-based organization, there were issues that arose around research policies and procedures that may be different for a coalition organization. But also for us, staff with capacity and depth, number of staff and administrative support was also different based on the type of agency you were discussing. And also the evaluator had to be sensitive and proactive in remembering that CBOs may have their own research priorities and agendas outside of ARC. Stage three was a mid-project evaluation. This is another part of the evaluation that was very key to us because the evaluator conducted additional in-person interviews with the ARC staff and leadership and had follow-up interviews with the steering committee CBOs. And here the evaluator was able to focus on the CBPR action plans. A discussion of the mid-project report was held with the full steering committee. And as a steering committee member, this is important because it allowed our voice and needs to be heard during the mid-project, but it also allowed us as a CBO to evaluate our ability to increase our capacity as opposed, again, to having to wait to the end. The evaluator continued to observe and participate in the ARC steering committee meetings, workshops, and trainings throughout the evaluation timeline. The final stage is focused on translating our findings and evaluation into success and challenges, and also assisted ARC in creating the roadmap for future CBR capacity building. At a retreat, this information was disseminated during a retreat and also disseminated at a September steering committee meeting. Again, here it's important to note that the final evaluation generated action with the creation of the work groups, which Jen will talk about more in the evaluation tools.
Thanks, Kareem. So throughout, as I mentioned, the external evaluator and the evaluation subcommittee adapted and designed tools to help assess the CBO member and the faculty capacity, how it was increasing. So it included the interview guides for the different phases, the assets and needs surveys, the guide for the focus group, but there was also additional tools that the evaluation subcommittee developed. So one was capacity building activity checklist. So for the types of things that were really focused on building organizational capacity, for example, educational sessions for not only the representatives of the CBOs that were participating on the steering committee, but to spread that organizational depth for other staff within the organization, for leadership with the organization, maybe the board or administrative leadership or partners of the organization. So these types of checklists tracked items like how many presentations were made, how many people attended the workshops, grants that the community-based organizations researched, found out about, and submitted proposals for, with connections they made with academic partners, things of that nature. As Kareem mentioned, as a part of the work that the CBOs did, each of them developed these unique individualized action plans. So the evaluation subcommittee, in collaboration with the full steering committee, developed an action plan template to help organizations developed this plan, and then these were used to track their progress on how they were meeting their individually established goals and objectives. So it was a part of that plan, measures and metrics were set up for how they would do that. And then at the end, an organizational self-assessment was a tool that all the CBOs completed at the project's completion to measure changes in their capacity from the beginning of their involvement with the ARC Steering Committee to the present. So this is just a snapshot of part of that tool. It was adapted from one designed by Community Campus Partnerships for Health that was designed to measure institutional community engagement at universities. And the tool uses the components of organizational capacity that Kareem showed a graphic of earlier to look at what stage of capacity the ARC CBOs were before they began with ARC, and then afterwards, based on each of those components of capacity. And again, as part of this evaluation process was really about defining what do we mean by capacity. And so at the same, Kareem showed you the graphic for organizational capacity for community partners. At the same time as this steering and evaluation committee developed that graphic, they also developed more detail around what does it mean for individual staff at CBOs to have capacity, and what is the components of that type of capacity, as well as capacity for academic faculty partners, what's the capacity at their individual level, and then what's the institutional capacity for universities. So, but this was specifically, this assessment tool is focused on the organizational capacity. So for each of those bubbles, there were four stages identified, and watched the movement throughout the project. So a little information about the findings that came out of using those evaluation strategies is that most of the ARC steering committee members significantly increased their organizational capacity to do community-based participatory research, and more than half of the CBOs significantly increased integration of CBPR principles and practices within their institution, within their organizations. There was also a lot of discussion about the fact that the increase in CBO capacity was having on academic partners as well as the academic institution, and that some of the steering committee members talked about that CBPR was now becoming part of becoming part of the background noise of the university, and that the steering committee members, both community and academic, felt very strongly that continuing to focus on building both the individual capacity of the members as well as the organizational capacity would lead to sustainability, and including really pressure on the academic institution. Kareem already mentioned there was a lot of work to talk about the way that capacity building differs for the different types of organizations, and this is something that the evaluation subcommittee and the steering committee is interested in looking into further about how do you build capacity most appropriately, again, for coalitions versus direct service organizations versus faith-based organizations, and all these different types of organizations participating in ARC came in with different levels of skill or different amounts of experience having done research in the past or not. Got the warning, so I'll go through these parts a little bit quickly, that the assets and needs that contribute to capacity fall into three general categories, and this what you found true throughout the evaluation related to relationships that were developed. Of course, we know that trust is a big part of CBPR, resources in terms of money, time, and staff, and then reputation in terms of developing credibility and prestige and honoring what each partner brings to the table. Throughout the project, a web model developed where capacity was built not only within organizations, but among organizations on the steering committee, both community and academic, and then with partner organizations outside of the CBOs that serve on the steering committee, which is contributing to where ARC is going to be heading next. And that ARC is really entering a new phase, that some capacity was developed among steering committee members. There's really some identity within Chicago and at the academic institutions. A lot of time was spent building infrastructure, the relationships among the steering committee members, and that now the steering committee feels that we're ready to build capacity on a higher level and also to share the types of capacity building with other organizations. So next steps will be continuing to use the evaluation findings to make changes within ARC and the ARC CBOs based on the findings, revise the evaluation tools based on some bumps and challenges that we found along the way, and add some new evaluation measures, lots of interest in adding some social network mapping. and then doing continued capacity building. As I mentioned, the CBOs have a proposal under review to the same local foundation to share the capacity building model that they use, so a community-owned and designed model for building their own organizational capacity to share that with other CBOs, and also to, now that we've done this intensive investment within CBOs, to develop more tools for developing academic partner capacity. I want to acknowledge the other members of our team, especially our external evaluator and our funders. And thank you, and encourage you to visit our website for more information.